99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us again. Welcome back from the sports room with Femi and the gang. We are not Femi and the gang. We are. What are we? I'm Sheriff.
I'm Sheriff's ancestor. Ancestor and the gang.
Morning. Ancestor and the gang.
Morning, everybody. I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start very quickly. I can see that we have tons of headlines this morning. Let's see how many of them we can take. We're going to start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 5. This story here is outrage trails attack on Atiku's campaign convoy in Borno.
Now we are getting into the danger areas, you know, where thuggery and whatever, is likely to prevail. Some people have a feeling that some of these parties have a standing army waiting, you know, and some of them haven't hidden it, that they have a Capone, you know, who can unleash his army non-willing water. Indeed, you've heard stories in some states where people are being harassed physically. And I think it's something that we need. That was the essence of the peace committee that I had. I think that the candidates themselves should be responsible and put an end to all this. Because we don't want somebody of a violent disposition to come hold the reins of this country. Let us behave like mature people for once. Having said that, of course, the PDP says that, okay, it was APC that attacked me. It might not be. Mm-hmm. What I suspect will also happen is that there is a lot of anger in the land. And the campaigns in some states is going to be very, very difficult because of the anger that is embedded in the people. People are so angry. They're so angry that these things might jolly well happen. Also have at the back of your mind that parties themselves can stage manage things like this. You know, when it comes to politics, all tactics are known, you know, and one of them is to stage manage a crisis to make the other one look bad. All said and done, I think that I hope that somebody like President Buhari would call all these candidates into a closed door meeting and you know, with the security chiefs, and tell them that either those who are planning it for photo ops or who are thinking of thuggery, that he would not tolerate that kind of a thing, and he would not be hesitant to expose any of them that is involved in things like this. Looking ahead, if care is not taken, there'll be a lot of apathy for people going to these rallies in the first instance. But the bigger one is that I hope this apathy also now doesn't extend to people not wanting to come out on the day of elections. We all remember what happened in the last dispensation. We all remember that. So we call for restraint and responsibility from the candidates, the various candidates. They should talk to their people. But also, we call on our people to show restraint. If you're angry at these people, don't heckle them. Stay back in your house when they're doing their rallies. On the day of election, go and use your voter's card. That's where the real action is.
Let's see. Emmanuel on Facebook says, violence is the nature of the two major political parties, that's their modus operandi all these years. Friday says, politics of bitterness should be discouraged in Nigeria. And it says, Happy Remembrance Day to all the Ogonis. Violence and Nigerian politics, are we ever going to get out of it?
Well, for as long as we have people who insist that it must be them, whether the people are willing or not, you are going to have a lot of that. I mean, the signs are worrying. There's some who are virtually exhibiting their firepower. You know, the kind of power that they have in that regard. Whether it's supposed to harass people or whatever, maybe that's what the thinking is. But like I said, history is going to be unkind to a whole lot of people and their families after. These things that we do in a brazen manner, somebody's going to pay for it one day. It's just a matter of time.
Indeed. Let's go to the punch. This story is on... page 30 of the Punch, and it reads, it'll be foolish of Tinubu to attend presidential debates. It's a column written by Abimbola Adelakun.
Abimbola Adelakun is one of Punch's best columnists, and I think that's why she's given the back page. Okay, and whether we like it or not, at some point we would have to talk about whether Tinubu would be willing to attend either a debate or some open event where other candidates will be, and he might be asked questions. And I recommend that you read this. It is on the back page of the Punch. If you don't have, you can. I'm sure it will be online. Written by Abimbola Adelakun. And she says that she talks, for example, about the recent Arise event, and she says, yes, the APC presidential candidate rambled several excuses, justifying the failure of the candidate, Bola Tinubu, to be at Sunday's town hall meeting organized by Arise. He will possibly avoid further gatherings where he will have to speak extemporaneously to a crowd not preselected for his benefit. Truth is, he would be foolish to attend presidential debates. He would be far better off being jailed for running away than risking the thorough self-demystification that will follow his appearance at those forums. There is no benefit for him to subject himself to any town meeting, debates, and even media interviews outside the R&D shows his aides create for him. So many things are written here. I want to make sure that we cover all the stories. But she says here again, that outside those spaces, Tinubu is very vulnerable. That spaces that he, if you notice, he takes control of the narrative, didn't go to Chamber of Commerce, set up his own business meeting and things like that. But he says outside those spaces, Tinubu is very vulnerable. His handlers would be smart to keep him away for scrutiny. And he says, I do not expect him to go to any debate they have not specially curated for him to stand. And he says he wonders how flustered he will be if a few questions that, of course, all of us know about, if these questions are asked, and so on and so forth. I recommend you find time to read this so you can get a full idea of what is being said here. But I tend to agree with almost everything that the handler so far have tried to keep him away from such things.
Indeed. Let's go to Daily Trust, where we have the story on page 3. Rivers teacher cry out over 6 years unpaid salary.
Now, this is Wike. All right? This is Wike. You're donating money to Lagos governors, Lagos state something wives. You're employing 200,000 special assistants, and I think each one of them is being paid well over 100,000. You're splashing money all over the place, you know, getting planes and so on and so forth. Yet, this story like my tailor would say, still yet. That's what we're saying here. But yet, as the Daily Trust says here, Rivers teachers cry out over 6 years unpaid salary. Six. And it talks about Mrs. Anne Kuroye, who spent 33 years as a teacher and put in 34 years of service as a teacher and so on and so forth. But she was forced to retire not only with that benefit, but being owed 6 years salary. Somebody should call Wiki's attention to this. It's not doing him any good. And the story says that Mrs. Kuroye is one of the teachers at the state government-owned Ignatius Ajuru University Demonstration Secondary School, DSS. The salary of Mrs. Kuroye and other of her colleagues, was stopped since January 2016. Kuroye now works as a nanny. And it says here, the story goes down here to say that many of the teachers engaged by the state-owned university demonstration schools, not one, schools, are owed arrears of salaries that spanned over 6 years and are calling on Governor Wike to consider their plight. The teachers at a recent joint media briefing, said they have been experiencing untold hardship and are unable to pay their rent and children's school fees. It is so sad that we do have some chief executives of states, perhaps indeed ministers and so on and so forth, who just embarrass you as a human being. You do, whether he's owing salaries or not. I don't know how how nobody has been able to caution him about hiring 200,000 special assistants. I don't know where that's coming from. The stadium was filled. He had to do it. There was this big ceremony over 2 days. That would consume a lot of money again. I mean, what is wrong with us? Hmm. I think there's something wrong somewhere that I can't particularly, you know, say on air. I wish you could call me privately and I'll be able to vent my anger.
You can do that on Twitter Space.
No, I don't want it on Twitter. I want it to be verbal. You okay. know, when it's written, it's not, and my hand is paining me. But that's an excuse. But when it's verbal, then you can see my facial expression when I'm saying these things. There's something just wrong, Sheriff. Mm. We seem to be getting a lot of things wrong. Basic things. How do you not pay teacher salaries for 6 months and you are frittering money away? And nobody can say anything.
I think there is more to this story. Because 6 years is a long time.
Yes. But he's been in power for eight.
I would suppose there is more to this story. I would reach out to our office in Port Harcourt to
investigate.
To look into it.
But we also had cases of pensioners who have been demonstrated saying that they hadn't been paid. And in any case, I agree that there's more to the story. But even minus the story, let them in Port Harcourt, let us have some commissioner or whatever to come and rationalize how you would employ 200,000 essays. I mean, come on, give me a break.
They were inaugurated last year.
I think there's more to that story.
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely.
And the place to go might not
absolutely.
Be... Absolutely. The place to go might not be the state. The place to go will be headed in the direction in which I'm pointing.
Where?
I'm pointing...
At the door.
Not the door. I'm pointing towards the mainland. towards the mainland.
What's in the mainland? I mean, what's there?
Towards the mainland, if you find yourself on Western Avenue, when you get to Calcutta, you can turn right.
Oh my God.
You can turn right.
Oh,
I'm sure all of you know where Calcutta is. Some of you might not get to borderline. You don't turn right. There's something wrong somewhere.
Yeah, there's something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. Let's go to the punch. 23 is where we are, page 23. Buhari praised successful tenure for Nigerian Americans elected in the U.S.
This is the most, look, we'll be the laughingstock of the diplomatic community. And Abike Dabiri did this when one or two UK citizens of Nigerian descent won their elections, and she was told that, look, we are not Nigerians, we're English, we're British citizens. The same thing is happening here, and Abike Dabiri is at it again. Let me see, I'm sorry to go to personal, but she doesn't have the prerequisite experience for the job that she's doing. She's been placed in the wrong, she should have been left in the information listing. The story says that she had a tweet that no fewer than 8 politicians won their legislative seats in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and so on. And this was made known in a tweet by Abike Dabiri via her verified Twitter handle on Monday. And she says, these Nigerian Americans won the hearty congratulations. It's not your business as a government to congratulate. These people are Americans.
Hmm.
Bottom line. I mean, did you hear the Indian Prime Minister sending personal to Rishi Sunak? He's British. Your descent, yes, is British. But officially, if you could do that, you could express that. I wish Abike Dabiri would have 2 Twitter handles. So we'll know whether she's just saying these things in her personal capacity. But officially, it is none of your business.
Yeah.
And to now get the president to start congratulating, he didn't congratulate all those who won. He singled out
Nigerians.
He singled out. They are not Nigerians. They are Americans. You see, diplomacy, whatever, is in shambles. Is in shambles. That's the honest to God truth. And I hope that the next government will show some direction. Oh, for the days of, even in the military, when Muritala Muhammad was president and Joe Garba was his foreign minister. Oh, for the days of Babangida, when you had the likes of Chief Bolaji, Professor Bolaji Akinyemi, he'll be furious this morning to hear this, I'm sure. And look, he says that President Muhammadu Buhari congratulated 8 Nigerian Americans on their victory during the... It's not the Olympics. This is not the Olympics. Wow. In a statement signed by his special advisor of media, but the president was quoted as having prayed for a successful tenure for the Nigerians. Excuse me, you cannot contest as a Nigerian. Don't go and put sansan in these people's gari. Maybe some of the people who voted for them didn't even know their origins. They voted for them in their personal capacities.
That's right.
And it shows that we don't have what you would call a proper policy. And then there's a lot of idle time. There's a lot of... this is not the Olympics. This is not the Commonwealth Games or whatever. You know? And it is very sad. And then the presidents, he listed all their names in congratulating them. And I think it's very embarrassing. This is embarrassing to those who know diplomacy. If you know one or two of them privately, you can congratulate them in your personal capacity. Sheriff, congrats. So I'm not calling
welcome,
you.
You're welcome.
Drink your tea, my friend.
You called me.
You
now.
Know, I was just saying. So I'd like the likes of Professor Bolaji Akinyemi and, you know, some of the people, the NI. I want what is being done in NI. We need to craft. You will notice that in all these things, the real, external affairs, is that his title? The external affairs minister.
Foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs, yes. He's always quiet. He knows his onions. I'm sure maybe he will be thinking if he tried to advise the president of that, you know, it might result
he's
in
quite quiet, push. Though.
He's quiet on things like
come
this.
To think of it, actually.
Yes. He's quiet. You know, he knows. The unfortunate thing is that when you find leadership in our own public service, it's like being on the throne. You can't as much as tell Oga that, Oga, don't do this thing. Once somebody who is closer to him has said, this is what it is, what has to be done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's very good, sir. I've been near, maybe you don't know that I was director in a newspaper owned by a governor once in this town.
You told me.
I know the many times that there'll be discussions outside the room. Once you get into the room with the man, the story
everything
will
changes.
Coming in. I had to tell the guy much later when I was leaving that Omo, because my personal friend, that I don't know how you're going to survive this, but I think it's after this whole exercise that you will know who is your true friend, because they will say something there and come and gossip outside. I will have must tell him more, you know, this that's the way it works. Somebody should tell somebody. I can't put a call through to Femi Adesina now because you become enemy of the government for having criticized the president and so on and so forth. But anyway, that's the story for another day. And this is the story for today.
Yes. I read this today and I said, I it's almost like I knew that you were going to treat it. Let me leave it to JD to come and
I will treat it.
Oluwo wants monarchs against idol worship. Elebu Ibon disagrees. This is the punch.
This Oluwo should be removed. I say it with all ready Latin Babylon. It should. This is a traditional ruler is a custodian of our religious practice, of our religious whatever, local one. Not local, what's the word we use? I don't want to use the word local, but of our culture and traditions. So for you to be publicly criticizing, there is nothing called idol worshipping. We fell for a boogie. When people have idols, the idols just represent, that's the representation of the Almighty. They don't worship that thing that was carved by Sikiru next door.
Yeah.
It's a representation. Just like the Christians have the altar. Just like some people put Bibles under their pillows. just like you go to church, there are crosses and the images of Jesus and so on. That's not what is being worshipped.
It's almost, it's the same, actually.
It's something that has been used to confuse Africans. And we are falling for it left, right, and center. This man, I don't think he appreciates it. I'm tired of having to repeat this on and on, and our people sit back and watch this going on. And I'm glad that Elebu Ibon says that the monarch was wrongly interpreting Yoruba monarchy. Because what did he say? He urged Yoruba monarchs, that's the Oluwa of Iwo, to accept his stance against idol worship and submit to only God Almighty in running their domains. What is a, who is Eledu Mari? He's God. He's God. The 1 billion Chinese people have their religion. They can't all be wrong. The Indians have theirs. The Prime Minister of India is Hindu. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the Africans. We keep allowing this narrative. It distorts our minds. I'm a Christian by choice. But for anybody to tell me that our traditional whatever should be completely discarded, and it is hypocrisy. What does that mean?
SLA.
SLA. No, there are two kinds.
Okay.
SLA is the one that Titilabor. Titilabor has not got the SA. It's to dive inside.
It's Kagbo. But seriously speaking, though, I think that Africans. Okay, let's not extend it. Let's stay in Nigeria. I think Nigerians need to learn more about history and culture. I think you need to bring in your friend. Honestly, we need to have him more regularly.
Yes.
Uncle Zubi. We need to have him more regularly, honestly speaking.
Yes.
We need to have him more regularly because there is need for education. Someone like the Oluwa of Iwo now can even learn, you know, from things that he would share.
If he has to learn, then he has no point. He has no
business being there.
Yes.
Because if people even know the history behind the months of the year alone, they will have more questions than answers.
Before you become Oba, you're supposed to have spent about a month in
seclusion.
In seclusion. All these things. So that would give you a time to say whether you want to get involved. It's the same thing we have. Some of the Obas have revivals in the Obas Palace. Some of them build churches in the Obas. I don't have anything against it. We should stop imposing our personal beliefs on things that are general.
Especially if you are a custodian.
Especially. One of the things that has helped the Indians all over the world. Today, you have an Indian as a prime minister, Indian as mayor, Indian as deputy mayor, the vice president of America.
They are controlling the tech space.
Is because they stuck to their language and religion. Religiously. All Africans took. Look, whilst all that was happening, most of what Africans took is just the religion. You have more churches, more Nigerians go to church than even the Igbo people themselves.
This is disheartening.
It's disheartening. And the truth has to be told without sentiment. And even our preachers are also guilty of this. Most of our preachers, they completely rubbish. So in some churches, you must wear a suit. Yes, in that today, if you want to be usher or anything, you can't wear a kaftan. You must wear a suit in this heat. When are we going to emancipate ourselves? It is sad. Like, let me repeat for the umpteenth time. I wish early enough I know what I know now. Maybe I'd have been a completely different person. Well, I did know, but by choice, I said, look, this is easier for me to handle. But it doesn't mean I'm going to rubbish the others. And it's this man is the custodian. So if the custodian doesn't believe in what is going to, at the end of the day, another 10 years of this gentleman is going to be completely wiped out.
Have you seen this movie, Election Oba? It's on Netflix.
Yes, I've watched it.
There is this exchange between the Election Oba's son and the white lady.
Yes.
And the exchange was just, I know that the bottom line behind the exchange was to educate.
Yes.
About the imposition of culture and values. brought about by the British into Nigeria.
You know, I'm ashamed. When you said that who was the election, I said my yes was quiet. And that was because, like all Wolesu Yinka works, you have to watch it about 4 or 5 times to understand. That's why I avoided his books when I was in school, even though he's my leader anyway. but did you watch Anikulapu?
Yes.
That one is a clean, beautiful movie, easy to watch, nice plot. I'm running.
Did you watch Sunday Japan?
I didn't watch Sunday Japan. No, it wasn't me. I didn't watch any Sunday Japan. No. Sunday Japan, go. The only Sunday that I know is my friend, Mr. Sunday.
That's the name someone gave me, actually, Sunday Japan.
My friend too is Osoke Ori. His name is Sunday.
Uncle Emesimel.
His name is Sunday.
He will send me a message now.
I will call his children. His name is Sunday.
It's not me, Uncle, please. It's not me.
Mr. Bartholomew Sunday. Lucius Okuyo.
We have to go.
All right.
We really have to go. What's coming up at 9?
At 9, I want to, like I said yesterday, Reverend Omololu is going to be buried today. Somebody that I took him as my friend, even though he's years older than me, because he took me as such. He took me as a brother and so on and so forth. This was a man who is an accomplished Lagosian, an accomplished Nigerian. Mm. He was a dentist, a dental surgeon.
Oh, wow.
He was a commodore. He was a commodore and also ended up being the provost of the Christchurch Cathedral Marina.
Brilliant.
I can imagine that place to be a no-go area today.
Brilliant.
Those who owe him that tribute from the Navy. Those are the funerals that, sorry to say it's a funeral, but it would be a beauty to watch. Mm. You know, when I remember how Admiral Lakinwale Wey was buried, and we all marched from, in a horse-drawn something, marched from Holy Cross, the Catholic Church here, all the way to God. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
May his soul rest in peace. I'm going to do a bit of a tribute to him.
That.
At 9. Then we'll have open mic.
Okay, so that's our show today. Thank you so much, sir, for coming.
Yep.
We'll take this break now. The news is next. Then we'll talk about prostatitis in men. You have to listen to that.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.